Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello and welcome to Kat the Baker. I'm Chef KB. I had these other episodes planned. I woke up this morning. I saw a message from my brother and it said, U.S. bombed Iran with Israel. And then shortly after he wrote, Iran is bombing Israel. And anyway, I woke up at like 2 a.m. and I saw this. And I'm like, no, you know, and then I saw my friend. She sent me like a video from Instagram of what's happening because she was up at that time at like 1:20 a.m. My reaction was to go on Amazon and buy a gas mask. Okay, this is my reaction at 2 a.m. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't think this is going to be a good thing, okay, for this country. I feel so disillusioned and just like down with everything that's going on. There's nothing good and it's exhausting. I have to go hike more now just to like walk everything off between my personal life, between politically. And I'm like, what's the point as far as my job? You know, yeah, baking. Okay, so what? All this other stuff is going on and I'm making cakes. Doesn't that seem ridiculous? But I don't know what else I should be doing. If you don't work, nothing happens. And that's the thing, like, I've just been thinking more and more, am I in the right place? I mean, I think so. You know, should I stay in Europe? Is it better there? I don't know. I mean, at least you don't have to worry so much about paycheck to paycheck. You know, you have insurance. You don't need to worry like that about your health. There's a lot of pros that here you're thinking, how can you have these things be the way they are in this country? You know, as far as health insurance, as far as just working all the time, everything is getting more expensive. And there's a reason for it. So that people don't protest, that people don't do anything because they're so busy just surviving. You know, it is just me. I don't have any pets. I don't have any kids. I don't have any husbands or boyfriends. And everything is so expensive. You know, I can't even imagine what it's like for a family. Just one child, never mind three plus. I went to work today, you know, thinking about everything that's happening and just keeping an eye out for breaking news. You know, the next thing I see, oh, by the way, there's going to be sleeper cells active in larger cities. Okay, great. Good to know. I mean, if this is the last episode I do, I would feel weird about just talking about my stuff. I mean, I know that's what I only talk about, but I mean, that's all I have is my life, right, to talk about and my weird situations and drama. Yeah, sure, there's enough drama at my jobs as far as there's never enough time to make the product I need to make. There's never enough people to make all the things we need to make. And that in itself is disappointing, right? And today we only had like an hour left of production. But meanwhile, we had all these orders for this opera cake, 10 large cakes. I mean, okay, you might have these orders, but when nobody shows up for work, you know, the last few days, people called out sick, people are out of town, literally just 4 people. And it sounds like, oh, that might be an okay amount of people. Not for the kind of production we have to make. You know, so we were running out of things, yet the orders keep coming in. I'm like, well, what's supposed to happen? You know, either you can't make everything every day because there's not enough time, and then you send out less amounts, you know, but the sheets that management wants is very high. It's very like high pars because they want to sell. They want to make money. I'm like, okay, well, if you want to make money, then you need to have more people on, and that way we can make more product and you can make more money. You know, but it's just like this endless cycle. And that in itself is exhausting because I don't feel supported, you know, as far as in the kitchen, because we're just always behind. And it's exhausting. It's tiring. And then you've got this war going on top of it. And you know, it's not good. Like, in no way is it helping the U.S. economy. In no way is it helping anything, you know? And if you think it's happening for the people of Iran, right, because they're under oppression, and yeah, their situation's not good, but do you really think the president cares about these people? No. It's a distraction so that he can get away and not have to have an election or a midterm so that he can continue to be president. You know, like, these are all distractions. It's only been like a year. What's going to happen the next 3 years or forever? I mean, now he's like the new dictator, you know? And through all this, I'm like, when I moved to the U.S., I moved here from Germany. We lived in England. I grew up in England, but my parents had their own business and it wasn't doing so well. And so we moved to Germany, knowing we would get our visa for the U.S. But the whole thing took about 5 years. So we had to move back to Germany for a year. And then we got the green card. My mom was already in the U.S. She was doing some classes for massage, aromatherapy, things like that. And my brothers and I and the dogs we had and the cats, we all went on a plane and flew to Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, and it was such a foreign place, New Mexico, you know, and even how Albuquerque is spelled, it's like, I've never even heard of this city. Like, what kind of a long spelling of this name is it? You know, and we arrive in New Mexico, and it's just this desert and tumbleweeds. And it's like I saw growing up in Western movies, you know, in the U.S. And now I'm living here. And it was just this other world. You know, the house my mom rented was this beautiful adobe house. We had this view of the mountains in the desert. It was outside of Albuquerque in Placitas, which is like kind of halfway between Albuquerque and Santa Fe. Even Santa Fe is further out. But I was so happy to be in the U.S. You know, it was just like we'd waited so long for this. Because I remember, you know, when my parents did the whole process with the green card, we all had to go to London when we lived in the U.K. and get examined by a doctor, make sure we're all healthy for this green card stuff. Because we went to the embassy, and then it took 5 years. You know, I know people wait longer, depending on which country you're from, just to get a visa, you know, depending on. But 5 years as a kid seemed to be forever. You know, and then I grew up here. I went to high school here. I went to acting school and then culinary school. And I've lived in the U.S. longer than I have Germany or U.K. You know, and this is my home. Like when I was with my ex-fiancé in Switzerland, he wanted me to move to Switzerland. And I was torn because Switzerland is a beautiful country and I've never saved as much money as I had working in Switzerland, even though I didn't get paid a huge amount. I got paid the same as in the U.S. at the time before when I moved to Switzerland. Like I got paid kind of a low wage in Switzerland. But because the rent was so much lower, you know, yes, I was living with my ex-fiance and we split it in half. But even so, they cannot gouge you. You know, it's not the landlord himself that decides the rent. It's the city you live in. It's the government that decides how much the rent should be based on the area you live and work. So you can't just pull these rates out of your ass. You know, there's a reason. And because of that, you can live a comfortable life. You don't have to stress. You know, and that's why here everyone lives paycheck to paycheck, because everything just keeps going up and people are making the same or losing their jobs. You know, so as I've lived here, I've just seen so many changes. And yes, it's crazy. If you don't work here, that's it. You know, you basically become homeless. There's nothing else that catches you. There's no system. You know, the U.S. is great if you make money.
And Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Luckily, I've always made money and I've always worked hard for my money. You know, I feel like I haven't gotten any breaks. I mean, I've worked in the kitchen industry. That is not a moneymaker. You know, teaching is the first kitchen job that chefs want because you don't work holidays. You don't work crazy in the morning. You don't work crazy at night. Nobody ever leaves once they get a teaching job. You know, so yeah, my brothers are engineers. I mean, very different, right? They're set. They're fine. And they've worked hard too. You know, it's not like they don't work hard for their money. But obviously, as an engineer, you're on a different level than you are working in the kitchen. And I never planned to work in the kitchen. That's even the crazier part. I never thought I would work in the back of the house. I was only ever in the front of the house so that I could go to auditions, so that I could do acting, you know? But then life takes its turn and then I'm in the back of the house. And now that's what I do every day, you know? And then on top of that, you've got your life and relationships and everything else, you know? And I'm trying to like switch off everything that's going on the outside. I don't really watch TV. I mean, yes, Instagram keeps you up to date and it kind of takes you down this path, you know, this rabbit hole, and it's not good. It doesn't make you feel good. Yes, maybe you're informed, which, okay, that's good. It definitely is depressing. It's depressing too to know that there's people that really support this president to a point that's ridiculous. With all the information that's come out that he has been a part of, always, even women voting for him again, I don't understand, based upon his first term and everything that happened before he got voted. It's like people just forget. I mean, I like to think people are smart, but then they don't do research or they just take someone's word. I mean, I feel like every politician says what they need to say, right? They're not going to tell you the full truth. So you take everything with a grain of salt. It's like, no. People like bow down to this man word for word. And women vote for him too. And even immigrants, Mexicans voted for him. And now they're getting deported. Anyway, when I swore my oath, when I became a citizen, finally, right, after I think close to 30 years of living here as a green card holder, you know, I decided to become a citizen. There's my episode on that. But I swore an oath, and yes, the U.S. has been my home. You know, when I arrive here, I find the people to be very generous and welcoming. Yes, some are fake, for sure. People are always helpful. You know, in Europe, it's different. Yes, people will help when you ask, but people are just different in Europe. Maybe a bit more standoffish. It's hard to say. The attitude is different. You know, there, the government helps you. I don't know, people just do their thing. People here do as well, but the government helps you less or zero. So people have to be generous amongst each other. And I find it brings out the best out of Americans. And when I arrive here from another country, I'm happy I'm back, you know? And maybe it's because I know how things work. Like when I lived in Switzerland, I had no idea of all the things I had to do. You know, when you get there, you have to register. They know exactly who lives where, what's going on. When you're there and you live there, you know, you have to, it's like go to this county office, you know, and you have to fill out all your information with your passport information so that they know where you live. And I had to fill out this kind of a visa document. Because I have a German passport, it wasn't an issue, you know, but I wasn't a Swiss resident. So they still needed my information from the German passport. And anyway, it's like when you live in a place, you know how it works, right? And I had only visited, but that's how I feel about here. Like, yes, there's crazy things going on. And yes, there's a credit score and all these like monitoring and tracking ways to control people, you know, but at the same time, it's still my home. When the president makes such a fool of the country and a fool of the people, and then the people look like fools because they take the word of everything he says and they bow down to him, everything he does, it's like he can do no wrong to a point that's ridiculous. It's laughable, it's comical, you know, and then I think, am I in the right place? Like, should I just move to Europe? Like, you know, so I've been having these thoughts and then I go and I make cakes and then I have to have the patience to teach at culinary school. And it just seems like, what am I doing? I mean, yes, you still need the day-to-day people, right, to do all their jobs for society to function. But I'm just thinking, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, with all this unrest, with all this craziness, and that's just what I've been thinking, you know. So to get away from it all a little bit, I went to the movies. I saw Wuthering Heights. I liked the trailer and I liked the soundtrack. And I remember reading the book in high school. I'm not saying I remember it vividly, but I remember, you know, that he had dark features like black eyes and there was wind all the time and it was always cloudy and she was always on the fields and the cliffs and it was like that in the movie. But the movie was depressing as hell. I mean, so was the book, you know, but it kind of just got me watching the movie instead of thinking about everything else that's going on. Ultimately, I enjoyed it. Yes, it's set in a different period, but it's almost maybe modernized, like very modern decor in the house. And it's almost like very Bridgerton style. But, you know, I love the actress, and which is Margot Robbie, and she just has the perfect features. Like she has the most perfect lips, perfect eyes, nose. It's like, how can you have a face that perfect? You know, and I love her. She's such a good actress. I enjoyed it because it took me away from my world, right? But ultimately, the lesson is don't marry because of money, right? Because what happened was the love of her life went away because she married somebody who had money. And then he came back and he had money. Like, we never knew what he did, but he had money. you know, and because he was beaten by her dad growing up, he lost a tooth. Or I guess he already lost a tooth because his dad beat him up. Anyway, when he comes back and he has money, he has a gold tooth. You know, it is a period piece, so they didn't have like ceramic teeth at that time. Okay, or laser teeth, right? So the movie's over and I'm just like, great. Like, this was so depressing. And I go to the restroom and these two women come out and they say, I was so disgusted by his teeth. And it just made me laugh because I'm like, really? Like, that's what you took away from the movie? And this character was very attractive. Okay. I mean, yes, teeth make a big difference in a person's face. Okay. Yes, teeth are very important. But I mean, I've seen terrible teeth. All right. Especially in the streets of New York or LA, people doing crack cocaine, for example. Okay. His teeth were fine. It's like, calm down. That man was very attractive. If he were in front of me, I would not be picky, even if he had one gold tooth. Anyway, gold tooth, that's a sign of like wealth, isn't it? I could not get that out of my head that after that movie, it was like a 2.5 hour movie. Like, it was not short. Okay, this is what I overheard. And it was so random yet funny. So yeah, that's what I did. And tomorrow, actually, I'm going to a meet and greet for the U.S. pastry team. It's like a competition. I don't have all the details, but it's part of Valrhona. And I'm meeting them at a Marriott. I'm assuming they'll do a demo and I'll get to eat some treats. You know, we'll see how that goes. It's just any other normal week, really, except I woke up and I saw that a war had begun. And I'm just like, okay, like what's going to happen next, really? So I went in the back after work today, you know, and I have these containers that I collected rainwater in. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to fill more with water. Who knows? I don't know. What if there's a sleeper cell and something happens in LA and there's no water for however many days? Okay, at least I have some in my backyard. I can drink some water through my life straw, you know. And if some phosphorus bomb goes off and creates some crazy amount of fire, all right, at least I can get out in an emergency with my gas mask. I mean, will these things happen? I don't know, but I'm definitely having these thoughts. And if you think it's next level or seems like it's not going to happen, nothing is certain, is it? If you know something more than I do, please let me know, because it's not looking very pleasant in this world, right? Like, I just see no one wanting to deal with the U.S., right? Like, the U.S. dollar, highly inflated.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's almost about to collapse. Other countries don't want to deal with the U.S. because of this ridiculous president, a joke of a president. And everything's about to collapse. I mean, that's what I see. Is saving water and getting a gas mask crazy? I don't think so. So yeah, this is what it's come down to. You know, all my years of wisdom, and now it's like, okay, I'm just going to look out for me, right? Because that's all I got here. That's it. I did suggest to my dad, you know, what if we travel to Argentina? Because my dad was born in Argentina, and he grew up in a house that my granddad built, and it's in Cordoba, Argentina. You know, and I said, why don't we travel there and you can show me the house? Like, he still knows where it is and remembers what it looks like and everything. And he said, well, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. And then that was the previous night. And then that night, okay, a war just started. Traveling maybe right now is not a great idea. I don't know. I mean, all we can do as citizens, right, is voice what we think, protest. If we don't agree with a certain company, don't buy from it. Ultimately, the people have a say. The strength is in numbers. If a company thinks they run something, if the people choose not to shop there, then guess what? That company goes down. Ultimately, the vast majority has a say. All of these people, right, if all of us stop working in these hotels, stop working in these industries and service industries and kitchens, well, guess what? Nobody's going to get their food in these hotels, in these cafes, wherever. And then guess what? Like, these places will close. You know what I mean? It's like you need the day-to-day workers, right? It was the same in Aspen. There, the hotels got people from all over the world because they could pay them less than they would actual American citizens. But it was so hard to find housing in these mountain towns that they would get employees from all over the world under these J-1 visas, and then they could pay them less, right? But it's the same there. If you don't have anybody working these positions at these luxury hotels, well, then guess what? These rich people have nowhere to go. These rich people don't get their extra service. So yeah, if you create wars and you send all these soldiers and Marines and, okay, if they don't go, well, who's going to fight? You know, the vast majority has the power. And I think we forget that, right? Because we're just living our lives. We're just paying our rent and making our money because we have to. You know, other countries, something happens, right away they go out and protest. Here, it takes a while for people to do it. And when they do it, like, it's over a huge deal, you know? But this whole year has been a huge deal because every day there's something going on that's ridiculous. Every day there's a distraction trying to cover up something else that's happening, you know? And these stories, they just sound insane. Like, when you're rich, you need all these crazy extracurricular things. Why? Because you have all this money and you're bored, so you have to, like, traffic young women and kill babies, you know? But all this information is out there, and it's just, like, it's too much. Like, these stories are so crazy that you're like, really? Like, this is what is happening? You know, so if this is the truth, then for sure you need all these other distractions. I just go and I make my cakes. I mean, here I just have an hour left and we're making the opera cake. It's like 10 freaking layers, right, in an hour. So one person is laying on the sponges. One person's brushing the sponge with coffee syrup. And I'm like using a spatula and spreading the ganache and the buttercream. And it's like a three-person job, because this thing has so many layers and we need to get it done because, oh, in the next few days, there's some big catering events. I just feel out of place stressing about a cake. You know, meanwhile, there's like actual serious things going on. But what am I supposed to do? Like, not show up for work? You know, I don't think that's an option. These are my thoughts, right? Like any other episode. Maybe if I had a child or something, I would be even more nervous, right? Because this is that child's future. Like, what is happening to the world? I mean, here I am, it's just me. Like, when I'm dead, okay, it's done. like, if there is, like, some nuclear war, all right. I don't have a bunker. You know, I'm not gonna try and stress, right? I'll just stay home. I'll just stay home and die at my house. I don't even know. Like, the only things I have to worry about in my apartment are my plants. I don't have any pets, right? Like, if I had pets, I'd probably, like, stress for them. But I don't, because I work a lot. And the last class I had at my teaching job, we started making cakes. And they had never layered cakes before or iced them. Some had, most hadn't. Teaching is even more exhausting because they ask a lot of different questions and they've never done it before. And that's fair, right? You're there to teach them. So to do all this in 4 hours is so crazy. You know, so we have to stretch it out between all these other classes. So we got to the crumb coat for the cake. And then Monday, we get to do the final coat and to decorate. And they made French buttercream and Italian buttercream, right? So French buttercream is using egg yolks, whereas Italian is using egg whites. And anyway, so I was teaching them the difference between the buttercreams. And again, this is cake. You know, like, will there be enough jobs for these students to work at if the world doesn't collapse with nuclear bombs, you know? So anyway, my point of view, and I'm sure you're getting this, you're understanding my point of view, is things just seem a bit low. And in times like this, if people are super happy, you're like, well, that's kind of creepy. You know, don't be so happy right now. There's too much shit going on. Like, bring it down. We're just getting bombarded every day with all these things, right? I'm just trying to work through it. Like, today I came home, I got sucked in to all this media stuff on the metro, right? As I was commuting from work, I'm like, I'm just going to eat some prosciutto and crackers, you know? So I, that's like my binge, right? Today I had some prosciutto. I went to Costco a couple weeks ago, actually. Yes, I was stocking up. I got my big bag of rice. I got some extra water, some extra toilet paper, because I've been expecting this stuff, right? Every day is some bad news. So am I going to wait for the worst to happen? No. I'm going to like keep stocking up. All right, I'm going to get some canned things. I even got canned chicken. Yeah, that sounds gross. But you know what? When you can't get anything else, I bet it tastes delicious. Once when I went camping, I mean, a few times I went camping, but this was in Arizona. We went down to have a soup pie, which is, I think we did like a 10-mile hike in the morning. And we were so hungry, and we had this dehydrated food where you just add hot water, right? Which we heated up with a jet boil. And I think I had this pad thai, you know, in a bag. And you just pour in hot water and you let it soak up for like 12 minutes. And then you eat it. And it was so good because we were so hungry. You know, we hiked so much and it was so tasty. After this trip, I got in my car and I had some snacks in my car. And they tasted so good, right? And I had the leftover of this pad thai from like another bag, you know? And I ate the rest of that. And I'm like, oh my God, this tastes terrible. What I'm saying is, when you're so hungry, even the crappiest food tastes delicious, okay? So this canned chicken, if I'm hungry enough, I'm going to enjoy it. So yeah, I got some food that would last. And maybe if nothing happened, I would still eat it. Okay, the canned chicken is questionable if I would still eat that. I did get some canned fish, sardines. I actually like sardines. So anyway, my point is I went to Costco and I found this double pack of prosciutto. It's a lot of prosciutto for one person. Like the last few days, every day, I've been having some prosciutto with crackers. And that was my enjoyment today. I thought, I'm going to have some prosciutto with crackers. That was like the light at the end of my tunnel, you know, and the next thing I know, I'm putting water into random containers because who knows what's going to happen. So what I'm saying is, yeah, maybe stock up a little bit, okay? Maybe just be a little aware of what's going on and take care of yourselves and speak up if you want, if you need to. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of protests going on because things are not right. Just get a few crucial things, especially water. So I was editing what I had talked about, what you just listened to, and I realized, wow, this sounds kind of dark. So the last few days, probably the last week, I've been feeling a little bit different, you know, with news happening, all these different things happening every day. I mean, today I'm hearing about sleeper cells in certain cities that are now going to attack Americans in their homes and malls, possibly. What can I do with that? You know, I can't do anything with that. It's just depressing news. Yesterday, I went on this beautiful hike. I needed to decompress. It was my day off. And I drove with the sunrise because I wake up early and I don't want to get caught in traffic to go on a hike. So I drove up this mountain area. It's like 30 minutes from here. The road was kind of windy. I went through the roads and I reached the top. And this area is in the San Gabriel Mountains. It's called Stervetant Waterfall. And I took this trail downhill through like these beautiful stream. There's like these mini houses. I think they're like super old houses that are historic. There's also all this ivy, all these trees. I'm hearing the birds. Beautiful. And I walked to this waterfall, super strong, a lot of water coming down. I wasn't expecting that. And then I took this other trail where I went above the waterfall and I hiked along this other path. It was amazing. And I just really realized how much I needed it. But I just feel like with everything going on the last year and a half, you know, just emotionally and now with this war and all this information, I can't let it affect me, right? Not like this, because it doesn't make me functional. How am I being depressed or not feeling good? How is that helping anybody, right? All I can do is focus on what I enjoy doing, right? Whether that's teaching, whether that's making cakes. And yes, I was feeling like, well, what's the point of this when all these bigger things are happening? Well, it's out of my control. There's nothing else that I can do about it. All I can give is my best of what I enjoy doing, okay? And whether that is making cakes and teaching, okay, then I focus on that, right? That's all I have, because anything else does not make me functional, and it's not making me healthy. And I talked to a friend about it. You know, she was telling me how she was affected by this news, and she was telling me what works for her and the steps that she goes through, you know, to sort it out in her mind, like mentally, emotionally. And I'm going to tell you those steps because I did the same thing and it helped me. So there's four questions you ask yourself or write it down as a journal. Step one, what is the thought? What is it that is making you feel this way? Step two, what is the emotion? What is the feeling? How is this thought making you feel? Step three, what is your impulse? What is it that you want to do that this thought is making you feel? And step four, what is the truth? Like, what is happening right now? If you go through these steps and if you work it through, it helps you simplify. You know, when we feel a certain way, just everything affects us. And you can't let it bombard you like that. I do feel better today, you know, and hiking does help me already. Just being outside helps me. But then when you come back and then you hear more news, you know, about ICE and just everything, it's too much. It's too much. And there's nothing I can do about any of this. And a few days ago, I went with my friend and I went to, you know, the U.S. Competing team. They were having a reception at the Ritz-Carlton, which is part of Marriott. It was such a nice event. It was in a skyscraper in downtown L.A., and the sun was setting, so you could see the whole view of L.A., and it looked amazing. And then they had this beautiful spread of appetizers, like all these different cheeses. They had this empanada station with three different empanadas. They had this grill station where they had prime rib. They had steak with this honey lavender sauce, which was delicious. It was really impressive. And you know, I tried everything, right? Like, I can't go to this event and not try everything. I used to create events like this, right? The dessert part. And I was always thinking, wow, I never get to go to events like this. So when I go, you know I'm going to try everything. I did. I tried everything. Even one of each dessert. They were the most beautiful desserts, very tiny and just lovely. So I tried each and every one of those. super full at the end, very full. My favorite one was this mini Saint Honoré, which had a tangerine flavor. It wasn't heavy, it was very light, and just the flavor was refreshing. And I got to speak to some of the US competitors. They were so nice and so appreciative of being there. One of the team members, he made this beautiful ice sculpture in the shape of an eagle, and there was lighting behind it, so it looked amazing. And he did it for this reception. Another team member, he made a sugar sculpture. He said he made it in 4 hours, and it looks beautiful. And he even said he couldn't attach all the things that he wanted to because he could already feel the moisture. Of course, when it's hot out, and it's California, so it's always warm, dry warmth is good. But when you're closer to the ocean, there's more humidity, and then that affects the sugar. So he couldn't add all the pieces that he wanted to. And then he was talking about the competition, how they meet every 3 weeks for training. They don't get paid for the competition. It's all kind of sponsorship. They do get the travel paid. So they train in Chicago. And then they have two coaches. One is French and one is American. And of course, you know, they're more of the masters and everything. And they're there just for support and to help them. So yeah, so this team member that I spoke to, he only makes the sugar sculptures. And it was so interesting, everything that he had to say. Of course, he works as a pastry chef at a hotel. And then on the side, he does this training in Chicago. And every 3 weeks, the whole team meets, and it's four of them. And they all focus on different elements of this competition. The next competition they have is in New Orleans in the middle of summer. And already New Orleans is very, very humid. So this is going to be rough for chocolate and for sugar. And one of the coaches was saying that the U.S. had been out of these championships for a few years since, you know, during COVID. Like right before when COVID started, that was the last year that the U.S. participated. And I believe it was 2019. So Sirha, which is the company that promotes, you know, these pastry championships, they wanted more presence from the U.S. Then the U.S. hired these coaches who are helping these team members. Anyway, it was a really nice conversation, and it was just really nice, you know, catching up with people that have been in the industry this whole time. If you stay with something long enough, the industry is very small, right? So I lived in L.A. 15 years ago. I guess 16 years ago now. And I even saw people, you know, that I had worked with in the past or that I had met then, and they're still there, you know, and I saw these people that night. And it was just nice. It was nice to not watch the news and to just focus on what it is that you enjoy doing, right? I saw this sugar sculpture and I was just so impressed by it. And it's beautiful to see art and to see other people be passionate about what they're doing. And that's all we have, right? That's all we have. We still focus on our dreams. We still focus what we're good at because that's all we have. Life will happen. We cannot control that. We cannot control other people or the circumstances. All we can do is make our own choices and hopefully they're honorable choices and aligned with your passion and your dreams and what you see as a role in the society, right? Like, that's all we can do. So yes, some days in the last few weeks, it's been harder for me. And I think on and off, it's harder for all of us, right? But I can't let it affect me the way it did because that doesn't help me in any way. Thank you for listening. And I swear I will publish the Spain-Morocco episode. You know, I was just in a thought that who really cares about my trip to Spain or Morocco when all of this is going on? The thing is, though, all of this is not going to stop. It's going to continue. And maybe people don't want to hear about everything that's going on. And maybe people do want to hear about a trip to a different country. I don't know. I hope so. So for the next episode, I will finish it. And until then, thank you for listening. I'm Chef KB.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this. Even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.